This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
If you'd like, I can have my team follow up with you after this. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to have my team follow up with you on more information if that would be helpful. I will have my team follow up with you on what information we have. Senator, I don't know. I do not know. We can follow up.
Okay, do that.
I can certainly have my team get back to you. I'm not familiar with those specific cases.
You?
I'll have my team get back to you. Probably be better to have my team follow up.
So you don't know?
I'm not sure the answer to that question.
Really?
I'm not sure. Senator, I do not know that. I do not know. We can follow up.
Okay, do that.
I'm not familiar with those specific cases.
You?
I don't know without having worked on it or thinking about it.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I do
what?
Not.
What the heck did we just listen to? What was that montage, Super Don? That's a...
Well, I'm not quite sure how to answer that question, but I'll have my team get back to you.
Okay. Good Lord. Hello. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don. We don't know what's going on here, but what an interesting open. I don't know. We're not sure. That's a billionaire kind of transhumanist robot not programmed to answer questions of Congress all that efficiently.
Well, I know. It was very interesting to watch the visual on that, because you're right. A lot of people, especially after the first day. Now, listen, I mean, let's give Mark Zuckerberg a little bit of slack here, because he just spent 2 days, 10 hours giving testimony, 600 questions. I mean, he was just really grilled. And so, you know, okay, so.
Dude, if you had billions of dollars and you run and own Facebook, I don't think people are going to give him any slack, you know? It's like,
well, and they're not.
Your baby, you know, and
they're,
you don't even know.
They're not really. But in any case, there were a lot of answers that he couldn't come up with. And so his team was going to follow up and get back to Congress to answer their questions. But anyway, what an interesting situation we have going on here with Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And I'll be honest, I haven't dove completely into it because I don't want to get like just bored to tears and want to jump off a cliff. But you know, the whole Facebook thing.
I think it's a boring subject. Why are we opening with this?
Well, we're opening with it because, listen, dude. Social media and Facebook in particular, but you know, the other social media platforms, Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that, is a part of people's lives to the point where we have scientific studies going on right now that are showing that people that spend a lot of time on these social media platforms now are having physical manifestations as a result, like depression, and loneliness and
I thought you were going to tell me they're sprouting Zuckerbergs from their extremities or something.
Well, some people, it wouldn't surprise me.
This is crazy stuff. Well, listen, I would argue, you know, use the social media for all it's worth if you have a mission and a passion to communicate until they no longer are viable. The wheels will eventually come off. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about that later today with Jeffrey Jackson. Action Jackson's going to join us on the show, and he's an intrepid investigative reporter journalist, and we've got good stuff to talk about with him. But the idea here, I mean, you know, I look at it and I realize, social media can become a detriment, especially if it takes you away from real human relationships. And, you know, you create a complete artificial construct, and I guess you could say it could be a good thing. If you have no friends, then you have pretend friends online. But if you have no friends, there are better ways to get friends than pretend friends online. Whatever happened to the concept of human interaction? There's been such a disconnect from there that maybe we would perhaps require another level of detoxification. Like, I'll have to ask Dr. King, you've got a lot of detox homeopathic products. Do you have one for social media?
A Facebook formula.
Yes, the Facebook mix or blend, right?
Now, listen, the term digital detox has been around for a while. I've seen this because, you know, over the last 20 years or so, we've become connected to digital and electronics in a way that they've become a part of our lives for a lot of people. And it's hard to escape. It's hard not to be at this point. That's where things just seem to be evolving. And so digital detox is something that's been talked about. But now we're starting to see this term social media detox a lot more because, as I was saying in the beginning, it's really having an effect on people. And they need to take a break. And it's hard to get them to step away. It's like an addiction.
Sure. And then, of course, the complaints, folks, and that was pretty much the congressional testimony, was my privacy, my privacy, my privacy. And what did you think was going to happen? We've called this, and Liam, our good buddy, used to call it the FBI social network. Of course, it's a way of monitoring you. So don't pretend that you're shocked that they've found ways to steal your information. Now, they just talked about what was like private businesses. There was an app that if somebody engaged in this app, that it was not only taking their data, but any of their friends' data. And I even got one of those messages. People could have found out about this, this, or this because of that. Now, you know, I have less concern, just slightly less concern about the so-called private companies using it to sell you stuff, because that's capitalism. That's theoretically a free market approach because you've engaged in this. But what concerns me is more or less NSA, FBI, CIA stuff. When the government's going to use it to entrap you in some form of, you know, like we see with these special prosecutors, just fishing expeditions. Oh, we caught you in that one little thing, and now you're busted. That, to me, is the bigger concern than the private things. And I'm not saying it's not, a bad thing that they're stealing your data and stuff like that. But to think that you're going online and that you're anonymous, really? The only people that still pretend they're anonymous are the skepducks that have 200 different Facebook accounts to attack people who they consider anti-vaxxers.
Yeah. No, you're right. But I think it's people are mistaken to say that they have stolen your data, because for the most part, and there are exceptions to this, but for the most part, the data that they are getting access to is data that you are freely putting on the internet in a lot of cases. And people don't think about it that way. You know, they think, well, if I sign up for this and I enter my name and my address and my phone number and my pictures and stuff like that, that somehow it just belongs to me and nobody else can have access to it. When was the last time when you signed up for something you read through the entire terms of service? Nobody does that.
No, you wouldn't have time to work or eat or sleep.
So, honestly, if you want true 100% privacy of all of your thoughts and your pictures and your information, you just need to stay off the internet. I mean, if you put it out there, chances are somebody's going to get access to it.
So you go on an off-grid camping trip and you never come back. Is that what you're saying?
You know, take the pictures, put them in an envelope, or put them in a scrapbook or a photo album, and enjoy them that way. If you put stuff out on the internet, I just don't think it's reasonable to expect that you have got 100% privacy.
Yeah, so make a scrapbook for all 5,000 of your Facebook friends and put it in the mail with a stamp.
Well, but don't you find it in? No, but listen, don't you find it interesting? Let's say, you know, 30, 40 years ago, did you have a need for 5,000? 1,000 people to look at your pictures and click and say, I like your picture. That was something that didn't exist then.
You're right. But they created today, a new need.
That's right. Today, yeah. It's just like the more people that like your picture, the better you feel. But you know what? We didn't have that 30 years ago.
How did we survive, Super Don?
Right?
How did we all get through this? This has got to be a genetic anomaly, right? Our ancestors, they got lucky. They didn't have this. They somehow survived without it. Folks, we got a lot of healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I want to do a quick preview here of what's coming up, including Ocean Robbins, the healing, I would call it healing revolution, but of course it's a food revolution summit. Food is your medicine, so it makes sense. We're going to talk about the upcoming event that's going to start on April the 28th. And you'll be able to link through if you haven't already seen so, done so, on the in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you there. It is free to watch. We're going to give you a sneak preview with Ocean Robbins today on the show. Also, we have a very special guest, my good buddy, Michael Bolden. No, not Michael Bolton. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center is back. And we are going to talk about war powers, declarations of war, and follow up to my discussion yesterday on the sacred fire of liberty. And he's got historical perspective like nobody else. And it's in the notes. I encourage you to look into that. And for people around the world to understand more about how the United States is supposed to work, we're going to go through some constitutional discussion, which I really, really enjoy with Michael Bolden. Now, normally, Super Don, we dance into the weekend. Kind of, we, you know, Friday, it's party time, right? Mm-hmm. I want to tell a story and brag on my mom, my grandma Mickey we talk about.
Okay.
She, like I mentioned last week, she, you know, went out dancing or you know, she was really, actually there was a party or a restaurant, something, I don't have all the details, but she said, she's talking to me, she says, Scotty, I went out, she calls me by my middle name, I went out and with a friend and we went to a restaurant, I knew I shouldn't have eaten it, and then, you know, I didn't feel really good. And in fact, my weak point, she says, her lungs. She gets the cough, right? That's, she knows she's run down when that happens. And so I, you know, I talk to her. I say, obviously, okay, you've been down this road before. You know, you were conscious. You told me what you did and what happened. So you're not, there's no mystery here. What are you going to do? You need to rest. You need to do extra, you know, drink extra Echo water. I got her on the lobelia tincture. She was nebulizing the silver hydrosol. I said, increase your selenium, your 100% whole food selenium intake. Guess what she's doing tonight, Super Don, 1 week later?
Bungee jumping.
Well, her equivalent at 84, she's going out dancing.
Dancing.
That's right. All she's right. Back. And I said, I talked to her earlier today, and I said, Mom, this is pretty amazing. You got to realize that most people at your age would end up in the hospital with those symptoms, on another antibiotic, on a ventilator, clinging to life. And here you are a week later because you do what we do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're back dancing. So that's it. My happy story of the week. Way to go, Mom. You rock. And everybody should follow that example and be that vital at 84 to party on.
I can only hope.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break here. Back with more powerful healing and a question of the day. Something that Super Don likes to drink. No, he doesn't. He likes his
coffee.
Hey, we'll get to that. After this break, stick around. Lots more healing to go. RobertScottBell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where is the Robert Scott Bell Show world tour going next? Well, check it out. It's in the notes, robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Super Don trying to keep track of me. It's not an easy thing to do, Super D. But we have the Alive Expo coming up April 21st and 22nd. And it may or may not end up in the notes today. You'll check it out. If it's there, great. April 28th, back at the Health Basket in Mount Dora, free lecture in the afternoon. And then Total Health, 2018, Toronto, Canada, May 11th, 12th, 13th. Then we've got Best Answer for Cancer, May 18th and 19th, and that is in Orlando. And then Treating Cancer with Cannabis, scheduled for Detroit, June the 3rd. U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10th, 11th, 12th, St. Paul, Minnesota. Bring your health freedom-loving teenagers. And the Food is Medicine in Curacao, the big weekend retreat, week-long retreat, I shall say, with Dr. Sunil Pai, Maureen Sutton, and me, your humble homeopath, with, I think, a good attitude today. Anyway, use the code RB0700 to register. And by the way, for the Alive Expo, free tickets for you if you go to the show notes, and you'll find out how to do it right about there. But now it's turn for you to, well, ask me a question.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, today's question of the day has Super Don squirming just a little bit. Just a wee bit, Super D. I'm sorry. It wasn't my idea. It was Sharon's idea. And she said, and she includes you in this. That's why I can't let you off the hook here. It says, hi, Robert and Super D. I would like to get your opinion on a subject I have never heard you speak of. Urine therapy. Yes,
I'm
that's
in
right.
therapy? I'm not in therapy.
No,
are you in therapy?
You're in therapy. Wait, no, urine.
Huh?
No. Pee-pee. Pee-pee. No, I'm serious.
Tickle, tickle. Okay.
Yeah, you got it now. All right. I've recently read and seen people talking about it online. Many are swearing that it has helped them from balding to glowing skin and curing allergies and nerve pain. Some are saying that much of this miraculous healing comes from the ormus that our bodies flush out. So what's your take, guys? All right, Super D. Here's the first question I have for you. Coffee enemas or urine therapy? Which one do you choose?
No, that's not fair. You
oh,
can't
come on.
You
got to play along. Which one? Which one?
Oh, God.
I won't hold you to it, I promise.
All right, I guess. Gun to my head?
Yeah.
Probably urine therapy, I guess.
You would rather drink urine?
I don't know. Well, no. Now look. What? Now look. I'm gonna get out of this on a technicality.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, I had to look up what urine therapy is because I just totally was not familiar with that. Apparently, this is the application, I'm reading this, of human urine for medicinal or cosmetic purposes, including drinking one's urine, massaging one's skin or gums, with one's own urine. So would I drink it?
So I get it. You're going out of the technicality that under the definition it says you can use it topically.
I guess
survive that.
All right. So listen. My opinion on this is there's 3,000,001 ways to accomplish the things that they say this is good for. And so urine therapy would be way on the bottom of the list for me to try and help with balding or any of these things, glowing skin. There's lots of ways to do that. So I would not recommend.
And this is not Sharon who was involved in the fake Russian dossier about Trump. Just so you know, it's a different Sharon that's writing this question.
So, all right. So now you have to answer. What would you do? What do you say about it?
Oh, well, for me, you know what I'd choose easily. But the reality here is, I'm going to say I'm in agreement with you, Super D, that there are 100,000 to million ways to deal with these things that are claimed to be accomplished by urine therapy. Now, this, and we have mentioned it before. I haven't done a lot of detailed work on this, but I can help people achieve the goals without doing it. Right? Now, having said that, my dear Aunt Ruthie, my mom's sister, who is, I believe, going to be 90 this summer, is using and has used urine therapy every day for many years. And what am I going to say about it? At 90, she's still active. She's driving. She lives on her own. It's kind of like the sisters, although my mom doesn't do it, but she does it. So my mom has found a different way to go about it. My aunt has. So I'm not going to argue the fact that it can help. And I think there may be a homeopathic principle here. And in fact, you can use your urine by converting it into homeopathic. So it doesn't seem as gross for those of you who would go, no, I don't want to do that. So there are options to convert it into homeopathic form and maybe get similar or even enhanced benefits. So I will leave it at that, Super Don and Sharon. Hopefully that's helpful to you without getting on a urine therapy expert.
We're on the same page. Thank you.
Yeah. No, we usually are. Right. I think more often than not. Anyway, let's do a more tasty discussion with Food Revolution Summit organizer, and he's great. Ocean Robbins is coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes. Hope we didn't gross you out too badly in that segment. But that was a question from you, Sharon, so I blame you if anybody's grossed out. But it was a good question. We'll be back with Ocean Robbins after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further.
Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, delicious time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Food Revolution, are you part of it? There's a summit coming up, and guess who's starring in it? Our good friend Ocean Robbins. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Ocean.
Oh, thrilled to be back with you.
I am thrilled to have you on board, my friend. You've got a heart of gold, and when we first met at the Truth About Cancer, your smile just warms up a room, and your mission is so very important. I switched over years ago in the early 90s to organic food for my own health, and we joke about it now because, you know, people claim eating organic is an elitist thing to do. And I don't think I even knew what the word elitist was, much less I had just learned about homeopathy, so I was still naive about these things.
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's anything elitist about wanting, you know, farmers not to be poisoned in the fields when they're working with pesticides, or wanting animals not to be tortured in factory farms, or nothing elitist about not wanting to poison your family with foods that are toxic. I think people who care about things like what's in our food are actually, you know, we're showing that we care about the world around us, and
right.
we want to take responsibility for our health. You know, what I think is elitist is eating crap and then expecting, you know, insurance companies or government to pay your medical bills because you didn't take care of yourself.
Nicely said, but Ocean, as you know, our education system in America from the grade school level on through medical school is so devoid of the connection between the quality of the food that we eat and the health outcome or lack thereof. So we're hypnotized into believing it's a random act of God or your genes are bad and you've got to have coverage because there's no way you could afford to eat like an elitist. It's just weird how they've demented the communication on food.
I mean, we spend, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars treating cancer, and most of those cancers didn't have to happen in the first place.
Right.
You know, we have studies telling us that 90% of cancer cases are caused not by genetics, but by a combination of diet, lifestyle, and environmental factors. And the number one biggest factor is what we eat. Similarly with Alzheimer's and dementia, you know, Alzheimer's mm-hmm. rates are expected to double in the next generation. Half of our seniors over age 85 have Alzheimer's already active in their brains. The groundwork for Alzheimer's is laid 30 or 40 years prior to the onset of symptoms. It didn't just come out of nowhere. It's a direct result of choices that we make. And we have studies now showing that 90% of Alzheimer's cases could be prevented with healthy diet and lifestyle choices. And in some cases, it can even be reversed. We always thought it was a one-way street,
mm-hmm.
but we're now learning it doesn't have to be. So when you hear these kinds of statistics and you realize that heart disease also is a lifestyle illness, you know, it's caused by what we eat. 90% of heart disease cases could be eliminated with healthier diet. You start to realize that, you know, we're kind of digging our own graves with our knives and forks.
Well,
you know, if you crash into a brick wall with your car,
mm-hmm.
you know, the death certificate might say, you know, impalement by brick wall, but you know and I know that that was a symptom. The cause was crappy driving.
Well said, yeah. Crappy driving our body, you know, because we're driving our body into what? What we put into our mouths, it matters. Of course, the drug industry wants us to believe it's all genetic. That, yeah, they kind of pay lip service to the concept of lifestyle and eating better, but they never really define it, you know, and if they do, they have to kind of de-emphasize it because it means there's no such thing as a drug deficiency disease.
Exactly. It's true. And, you know, there's a lot of money being made from the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the food industry is raking in billions. The agrochemical industry raking in billions. The medical industry raking in trillions of dollars off of the status quo. And I don't want to say that anybody stays up late at night trying to figure out how to make people sick. I mean, but I do think that there is an investment in sustaining
sure.
systems rather than challenging them
mm-hmm.
that are making some people very, very rich. And so in that context, you know, you and I, we can't look out for the food industry to take care of us. We can't look out for the medical industry even to look at prevention. And we certainly can't look out for, you know, government to protect us. We have to take responsibility ourselves.
Yeah.
I think the wonderful thing about food is that no one forces you to eat anything. You get choice. We are sovereign human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to decide, what are we going to eat? Where is it going to come from? How are we going to nourish our bodies? And in that choice, we shift the course of our destinies.
Nice. And I think the big mission of the Food Revolution Summit is to remind folks that they have the choice. We can't wait for so-called authority or authoritarians, whether it be coming from those entities you mentioned, to make those transformations. You have to make that transformation right now. You have that power, God-given power to do so, and we want to remind you of that. that. Now, I think about the school system from, again, from kindergarten, nursery on up through medical school and beyond, how devoid it is on a Western American culture scenario of food, real food training, real food education, because food came from the grocer's freezer when I was growing up, or a fast food joint. I was part of that transition. And now, you know, to have a kid, well, play in the dirt other than maybe after it rained. I'm saying I think the education system should make a segment or a significant part of it to have kids all growing gardens.
Absolutely. I mean, I want to see kids learning about healthy eating right from the get-go. And we have studies showing that when kids are involved in growing food, mm-hmm. vegetables in particular, they're more likely to eat vegetables. And it makes sense. You know, when you feel a connection, then that connection becomes a direction. And so more kids growing food is a huge step we can take. And schools are supposed to prepare us for the future. And so shouldn't they also be part of helping people to have healthy lives in that future? And, you know, I think that I also am passionate about school lunches, because in the United States right now there are 30 million kids who are dependent on school lunches and their food. Half of them are food insecure. And it breaks my heart to see what these kids are being fed. It's often some of the worst commodities, crop surplus, junk. Now, there have been some efforts to try to clean it up and improve it, but we have so far to go. And I want to see our school lunches giving kids the nourishment they need mm-hmm. so they can have healthy brains and develop healthy habits. Of course, you know, no school lunch is going to replace what parents need to feed their kids at home, but it sure doesn't need to push in the wrong direction.
Yeah, Ocean,
you know, when we normalize sodas and white flour and fried
foods, it's crazy.
Can you get the result?
Can you imagine if kids were actually in the garden in the morning pulling stuff that was going to be prepared at lunch at school? How cool would that be? I mean, I could see that. I have that
right.
Vision. And I know certain little schools have done that, but man, to make that more of a par for our culture would be awesome.
Oh, it's so true. And we can have that happen. And it is happening in some communities.
Mm-hmm.
It's growing. You know, gardening is such a powerful force, because you realize you claim your own sovereignty to grow food. You're not dependent on chemical companies and, you know, big industries to feed your family.
Yeah.
There's a sense of independence. There's a sense of, and also you're taking care of yourself and you're able to protect yourself. When you grow food, you don't have to, you know, be at the mercy of forces that are way beyond your control. And schools can help kids learn how to grow food and how to enjoy that same food. And that's one of the visions that I really have. I think we call for a food revolution, mm-hmm. which is at both at personal choice level and it's also a systemic level. We want to make it easier for everybody to do the right thing. And so we want to challenge the forces and industries that are constantly dragging us in the wrong direction. I mean, why is it so much cheaper to eat Twinkies than it is to eat broccoli?
Yeah, you know? That's just wrong.
It is. Oh, is it partly because we got subsidies that are literally subsidizing junk food mm-hmm. with taxpayer money? And I think we got to do something about that. So that's why we're calling for a food revolution, and that's why we're hosting the Food Revolution Summit. If you go to foodrevolutionsummit.org, you can sign up and join in. It's totally free, and we're interviewing some of the top food experts on the planet and sharing their wisdom with the world. So
beautiful.
If you care about food, if you want healthy food for yourself and your family, if you want a healthy world, this is the place to be.
Yeah, we're talking with Ocean Robbins, the Food Revolution Summit 2018 coming up really soon. And we also have links in the show notes in case you just forget, where do I go? Well, just come to robertscottbell.com. You can also link through us there. There's banners, there's links and everything. We talked a little bit about this concept of elitism and food and how they've really warped the description to kind of maybe prevent certain people from making that leap, because who wants to feel like they're an elitist? It's like, no, I want to feel good about my health, the health of my children when they have kids, and we've got to transform. We've been talking a little bit about the education system all the way up, as I said, through the doctorate programs. We've lost sight of what food is in reality, and of course the argument is, well, like you mentioned, dementia, Alzheimer's, oh, those are just genetic epidemics, like autism. Like, it comes up suddenly. There's no such thing as a genetic epidemic. This happens over generations, and we've been on a downward slide in the wrong direction. And Ocean, I'm so appreciative of you for really leading the charge here to make that transformation back to where we all need to be going.
Well, thank you. It's time, right? I mean, the average physician in all their years of medical training receive less than 19 hours of nutritional education, and most of that was reductionalist. It looked at specific nutrients and what happens if you don't get them. They got no guidance on how to help patients eat well. Now, when you consider that food is the foundation of health, we got some work to do if we're going to have a truly healthy society. And I think that it's going to help when hospitals and schools serve healthy food. It's going to help when kids and doctors learn about nutrition. And it's going to help when you and I learn about nutrition. Because at the end of the day, you know, if the people lead, the leaders will follow. We cannot look to, you know, the status quo to guide us. Fortunately, we don't have to. And I think the wonderful news, Robert, is that as sick as people are, as bad as things have gotten with, you know, two-thirds of our population overweight or obese, with heart disease still taking 14 million lives every year, you know, that's how much better things can be with a change.
Absolutely.
We have the knowledge. We don't need more studies. We don't need, you know, more debates. We have absolutely clear guidance. Eat more vegetables, eat more plants, eat more whole foods, less processed junk, eat less sugar, eat less animal products. Eat more real food.
Yes.
And we can reap tremendous life-saving benefits.
Yeah, Ocean, as much as I know about homeopathy and natural medicine, it still doesn't replace eating correctly, eating right. And, of course, my transition back to the earth has been about learning to grow food. And I have a garden. Everywhere I go, I start a garden. There's no hesitation anymore. It's like I crave the growing season as much as I crave the food that I get to eat from it. And so this is part of the Food Revolution Summit. Ocean Robbins, my guest. We've got one more segment to the top of the hour with Ocean. And I hope you'll check out Food Revolution Summit and its links at the show notes, robertscottbell.com. If you have any questions, submit them. We can always get Ocean back on at another time as well, but we do have another segment. Let's talk about this toxic food culture and other things we can do to overcome it and heal it and then grow organic children once again. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with Ocean Robbins, the upcoming Food Revolution Summit. Don't wait, sign up. It's free, and it will transform your life for the better, bring in that power to heal and eat to heal back to you where it belongs. Thanks, Ocean.
Absolutely. You know, I'm kind of on a mission because I'm sick and tired of seeing a third of our kids expected to get diabetes, two-thirds of our population overweight or obese. I'm sick and tired of people losing their spouses way too early to Alzheimer's and to heart disease and to cancer. I'm sick and tired of so many people thinking that it's normal to feel like crap, to not have energy, to feel lethargic, and to not be at our best. And I know too much to sit by silently. You know, my grandpa founded Baskin-Robbins. My dad, John, grew up with an ice cream cone-shaped swimming pool in the backyard, and he was groomed to one day join in running the family company. But he walked away from 31 Flavors because his own uncle, Bert Baskin, was dying of heart disease. And my dad said, you know what, I don't want to spend my life selling a product that's going to make more people get sick. And so he ended up on his own journey, becoming a best-selling author about food and health. The media called him the rebel without a cone.
Yes.
And, you know, now I get to work with him. And we've seen in our own family the power of food to harm, as it took the life of my dad's uncle, or to heal. You know, my own grandpa wound up reading my dad's books and changing his diet, giving up ice cream, giving up sugar, cutting way down on his meat, eating way more fruits and whole vegetables and unprocessed stuff, and he lost 30 pounds, he's reversed his diabetes and heart disease, and he had 19 more healthy years. So we've seen what food can do, and we're so passionate about spreading this message as far and wide as possible, which is why we're holding this Food Revolution Summit starting April 28th, where we're interviewing 24 of the top food experts on the planet and sharing it all completely for free. So people can go, if you're listening right now, go ahead and go to foodrevolutionsummit.org or go to robertscottbell.com, and you'll find a link right there in the show notes, and join us and participate in this for the revolution.
Yeah, a lot of times people ask, you know, as they're learning this, and I've been at this for a long time now, as have you, but many people are just now arriving, and I'm the water's warm here, I promise. It's awesome, and there's a lot to learn. Don't be overwhelmed. Take, you know, sometimes simple steps, one step at a time, and you will get there. And you will get there probably faster than we did, as we, you know, in many cases pioneered a pathway that hadn't been done in, you know, before we had this advancement in better living through chemistry concepts of the 20th century. So are there any little steps that you can reveal? I know there's going to be way more in the Food Revolution Summit, Ocean, but anything that will entice folks to go, you know what, I like that, I got to learn more.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'll give you one tip. Mm-hmm. Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Mushrooms are incredible when it comes to fighting cancer. There's something special about them. There was a study done, researchers from the University of Perth studied 2,000 women, half of whom had had breast cancer, half of whom had not. They analyzed their diets and lives and choices and health outcomes for 20 years. And at the end of it, they looked at all the data and they crunched numbers and they found something remarkable. Those women who ate an average of a mushroom or two per day had a 69% drop in risk of death of breast cancer or of recurrence of breast cancer over the course of the study. When those same women also drank green tea daily, their net drop in risk was 89%. Now, can you imagine if there was some new drug that came out that could cut breast cancer risk down by 69 or 89%? How much money would be made by the manufacturer of that drug?
Mm-hmm.
But here we are, you know, the mushroom makers don't exactly have a huge lobby, and mm-hmm. you can't, no doctor can prescribe mushrooms because it's not patented. But that doesn't mean we can't take advantage of their health-giving value. So mushrooms, green tea, there are so many other incredible health boosters that nature has given us that can dramatically slash our risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, all the other major health ailments of our times, quite frankly, because food is the foundation of health. It's not just a sideshow. It's the center attraction.
Yes.
And obviously medicine has its place. Obviously there are, you know, homeopathy, all kinds of valuable resources we can turn to help us restore, replenish, or hone our health well-being. But food is the absolute centerpiece because you're eating it every day. What you eat literally becomes you.
Mm-hmm.
And
equally
so when we treat it that way, when we take it seriously, then our body thanks us for the rest of our lives.
Well, Ocean, that's just, like I said, a small sampling of the things y'all are going to be able to learn from the Food Revolution Summit. Take part in it. Share the links with your friends, family, neighbors, loved ones, and we will take part in a healing revolution that is associated with the food we eat, the Food Revolution Summit, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. Thank you, Ocean Robbins.
Absolutely. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing a lot of folks in the summit and working with you, Robert, to help further this food revolution on our planet. It's such a joy to work with you.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.